walk the walk around, open to our focus on what the fuck. It's almost 17 minutes past 5, but if you just tuned in, you are listening to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM with Wendy with Michael Bull. Now, the Economic Development and Tourism NEC, Joseph Sidal, convened a meeting with the Kruger Local Tourism and the Juvenile Tourism Parks Agency on Monday. And this was to be able to strengthen relations and embrace some of the challenges facing the tourism sector in the Lofar. This was following a number of concerns around the condition of some of the tourism sites under the management of Bumana Tourism and Parks Agency and across the Panorama Reach as well. I'm now proud to be joined by the Ministry of Economic Development and Tourism, NEC Jessica Sidal, to be able to unpack some of the outcomes from Monday's meeting. Welcome, NEC, to Taking Care of Business and Rise FM.
Thank you very much, Bandile. Good evening to yourself and the listeners at home.
Obviously, I want to start here. I mean, it seems that all the stakeholders that are involved have hailed Monday's meeting as a success. What are some of the key outcomes that came from those engagements?
So, thank you once again. Indeed, a meeting did take place between myself, the MCPA, as well as the Kruger Lowfeld Business and Tourism Chamber. Solely to look into the question of strengthening our relations and foster collaboration between government and what the private sector is doing as well there, and also to find collective solutions to the challenges confronting the industry. I must also indicate that working together with the private sector, the department seeks to foster tourism revitalization to grow our economy, because indeed, part of the responsibility of the department is to create jobs and eradicate poverty. Mm-hmm. As such, all parties agreed in the meeting to resolve the infrastructure challenges to restore and improve the state of our tourist attraction sites, because there was one of the key issues that that sector raised in as far as our tourist sites are concerned as well as our nature reserves.
Now, obviously, for the longest time, the Panorama Reach has been one of the most attractive sites within Bumana. It's the lifeblood of Bumana's tourism industry, particularly in the low side. And it's got great potential as well to be able to create jobs in this particular sector. Why is the involvement of the private sector so important to these particular engagements, and what role will they play in ensuring that implementation happens?
I must indicate, Mzandile, that the panorama route is indeed one of Mpumalanga's crown jewels, not just in terms of its natural beauty, but also its potential to drive economic growth and also job creation through tourism. The involvement of the private sector in this engagement was also critical, because they are key catalysts in bringing the tourist numbers in the route and also provide the tourism product offerings and provide feedback information in order to improve the service excellence. We must also indicate that their practical knowledge and experience also does help the department to understand the challenges and opportunities from an operational perspective. And it is also very important that they bring innovation and investment potential to the table.
You know, and you see, the last person that called me was Randy, that was my father, so I'm quite shocked that he called me by the same name. But let me actually get into this as well. The role of MCPA, Bumana Tourism and Parks Agency, I mean, their role as a public entity that manages tourism sites has also come under scrutiny, especially in recent times. And we've obviously seen that there's obviously a suspension of the CEO as well. From your engagements with the entity and possibly with the FTCO and FTCO Mutala, what are the structural challenges that seem to be impeding the entity from fulfilling its responsibility? And how will the department then support the particular entity in addressing these particular challenges?
I must indicate that indeed MCPA has been confronted with issues around performance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raised very sharply in the meeting, which we want to also acknowledge, that the issue of leadership was one of the key issues that is identified as a challenge. And indeed, where we would not be doing well on areas around leadership, you would experience some challenges around the issues of management as well, which part of their responsibility is to really manage our nature reserves and forest sites. And from our engagement, it was evident that MCPA is facing a combination of structural and operational challenges as well, including limited financial resources, their capacity is very constrained, and the aging infrastructure as well. And I think I've mentioned this before with your listeners that part of our budget goes to the compensation of employees as well.
Mm-hmm.
But as a department, we committed to all the role players in our meeting to work very closely with MCPA to strengthen its operational capacity and improve oversight and accountability mechanisms. And one of the initial steps that we agreed in the meeting is the development of a turnaround strategy which will focus on infrastructure rehabilitation and the improved site management.
Now, in this is about, you know, despite the challenges, and you've acknowledged this as well, that meeting also acknowledged that there's progress that's been made in key areas, you know, such as tourism safety. For the longest time, we had issues in terms of safety, especially in that particular route, the Pan American, where a lot of visitors were being held out, you know, certain things were being stolen, and obviously we've seen progress when it comes to that. But what are the key strides, in your opinion, that have been made in this particular regard, in as far as tourism safety and safety support is concerned?
Indeed, I must mention that it was comforting to really hear from the chambers that there is something that MCPA is doing well, and that the tourism industry, working very closely with stakeholders, have established the Tourism Safety Forum. The government, the private sector, as well as the law enforcement agencies have collaborated to enhance the safety of tourists visiting our province. Together, the partners have established a 24-hour tourism hotline, which enables tourists to report incidents of crime and also allows law enforcement agencies to provide a swift response and assistance. We also have a victim support program implemented in the province that has also been hailed for as a benchmark for other provinces as well to come to our state and learn the good practices that we're doing around this area of work. And that as tourism safety and victim support programs implemented in the province has led to a drastic decline in incidents of crime against our tourists that are also bringing revenue into our state.
And this is, you know, a lot of my friends love visiting this particular province, and they come from different parts of the world and different parts of South Africa. And one of the things that they complain about, especially when they come into the Kruger National Park, is that we're not getting any good services around how we can monetize them coming into the province. What I'm talking about in this is essentially somebody comes into the Kruger National Park, they see the animals, but we don't have any added benefits, other sort of supporting industries or sectors that could ultimately get money from them, you know, so that they're able to stay here for longer, spend that particular money. I want to find out from you, what are some of maybe the exciting developments and initiatives that maybe the department is embarking on to revitalize the tourism sector in the Bubalanga province, especially ahead of tourism month coming next month?
I think we have agreed that we need to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And starting somewhere is to try by all means. If we are saying financially we are not doing well, our coffers are really challenged, we have redirected most of our activities which we feel we can do without. So this year we have agreed that together with all role players in tourism, we are going to really embark on a cleanup campaign, which is to really maintain our nature reserves along the panorama route. We are also, as a province, going to also host the Tourism Expo, and this expo will provide a platform for Mpumalanga tourism products to exhibit their products, as well as services at a three-day event that is going to take place in Riverside Mall. As well, the expo also attracts tourist buyers and exhibitors from other provinces as well. As you know, we are having neighboring provinces, not only neighboring provinces, but we do have neighboring countries as well, such as your Kingdom of Eswatini and the Republic of Mozambique. Another province, we are also going to conduct the Mpumalanga Park Street campaign, where Mpumalanga residents will also be allowed access to selected MCPA managed nature reserves at no cost. I think we've been doing this year in, year out, where our residents will go to the Kruger National Park at no fee. Also, as a province, on the 13th of September, we will be hosting the Barberton Makonja Mountain Marathon, as well as also on the 20th of September, as a province, we will host the Provincial Tourism Day Celebration that will be taking place in Bedale in the Government Vehicle of Municipality under the district of Kwazulu-Natal. So we believe with all these lined up activities, we will be in a position to say we hold tourists that will leave a lot behind, not only in terms of monetary value, but in terms of good memories that they will be taking back to their provinces and the two countries, as I've mentioned.
Mm. And I think just quickly, honestly, just before we close off here as well, your predecessor, honestly, was to get a place, and just to get back to interpret a place that you are going to be on suspension, obviously, sites and certain things that were irregular, and as far as Makonja Mountain is concerned. Can we expect that we can resolve this as quickly as possible and get some kind of stability at the Department of Tourism and Agency there to solve this particular matter so that we are able to do this?
Indeed, we can't have a stable organization without someone that is leading or championing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the key immediate tasks that one gave the board as well as the management to suspect the issue of setting up a clear process in terms of a process that will allow Mr. Vilavazi to really say his side of the story, because all these allegations remain allegations until they go through a process where both sides of the story will be heard. So one is heard, one is looking forward to really get a process that is time-bound from the leadership of MCPA to really close that chapter and move forward in terms of providing services to our people through tourism.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Vidal, for joining us here and taking care of business. I did say earlier on, I hope that I'm still going to be able to call on you to be able to discuss other matters. I think your portfolio is so important. There's still matter that we need to discuss as well in terms of our plans there. And I'm hoping that you're going to come back and discuss those particular matters. So if you do it as well, that's it's in motion. So I'm hoping you can discuss those matters. But thank you so much, Mrs. Vidal, for coming and taking care of business here in the
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And that was MEC of Economic Development and Tourism here in the Bumalanga province. MEC just as a girl, just basically giving us those outcomes in as far as that meeting that took place with some of the important stakeholders there within the province itself. And they're indicating that there were some positives and obviously that they could be a bit of a success as well. I think I'm encouraged by some of the things that I'm hearing now. We've always wanted to get the Bumalanga province running in as far as tourism is concerned. The time is 15 minutes past 5.